Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In previous programs, we saw that God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that had two major parts, i.e. the first part had physical promises and the second part had spiritual promises. The physical promises were later incorporated into the old covenant and the spiritual promises were later incorporated into the new covenant. But why did God split the one covenant given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into two covenants? Well, it's because God wanted to teach us two very different lessons. The first lesson, based on the Old Covenant physical promises given to Israel at Mount Sinai, is that we will fail even if we have God with us. The second lesson, based on the New Covenant spiritual promises given to the church on the day of Pentecost, is that we will succeed because we have God in us. So one covenant has to do with God with us. The other covenant has to do with God in us. The one where it is God in us is much better, and that is the new covenant. There's a reason why we know the phrase Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's because the one covenant containing both the physical and spiritual covenant promises were given to them. We don't hear the phrase Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel because Jacob's children, the Israelites, were given only the physical promises, not the spiritual promises. You search the scriptures in reference to the physical nation of Israel, you'll never see the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed." That phrase is a signal of the new covenant which God made with the church. Before we read the scriptures pertaining to the physical promises given to Israel, let's review the covenant given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob so that we see clearly that there are two parts to these promises, a physical and a spiritual side. Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 12 and we'll read verses 1 through 7. That's Genesis 12 verses 1 through 7. It says, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, away from your family, into a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. To your seed will I give this land of Canaan.'" That's why Canaan is called the Promised Land, because God promised to give them that physical land. But notice the last part. It says, "And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now let's go on to Isaac. That was given to Abraham. Let's go on to Isaac now. This is in Genesis 26, verses 2 through 4. Here it says, "The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, 'Do not go down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. I will be with you and will bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.'" Now let's read the same promise as it was given to Isaac. As it was given to Jacob. This is in Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 through 14. We saw it given to Abraham and to Isaac. Now we're going to see it given to Jacob. It says in Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 through 14, "I am the Lord God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you sleep, to you will I give it, and to your seed. Your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed." So there you have it, both the physical and the spiritual promises given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But again, you never hear the phrase Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel, and that's because to Israel, only the physical portion of the promises were given. And those physical promises were incorporated into the Old Covenant. And now let's take a look at the physical promises as they were later incorporated into the Old Covenant. And the Old Covenant was made with Israel and is a partial fulfillment of the One Covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Notice in these scriptures that only the physical promises are mentioned. Let's read in Genesis 15, verses 13 through 16. This is a prophecy of what was going to happen to Israel, given to Abram at this time. Genesis 15, verses 13 through 16. God said to Abram, "Your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall become afflicted servants. This entire period shall last 400 years. That nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. In the fourth generation they shall come here again." Here happened to be Canaan, the promised land. That's where Abram was when God was speaking to him, was in Canaan. Now in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, Joseph said to his brethren, "I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to a land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." That's right. God swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob two things. One, the land, and two, that in his seed and in their seed, all families of the earth would be blessed. But you don't see that part here. You only see the part about the land. Now let's please turn over to Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. This is Exodus 2, verse 24. God heard their groaning, speaking of the Israelites as they were in Egyptian affliction. It says, God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what was that covenant? Well, let's read in Exodus chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. Exodus 6, verses 3 through 4. "I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah I was not known to them. I have established my covenant with them." What is this covenant? "To give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers." Now let's turn over, please, to Exodus, or just really a few verses down, verses 7 through 8. This is still in chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. "I will take you to be a people for me, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land which I did swear to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage." So here, not only do we see God promising to give them a land, but he also promised to be with them. But this is all a part of the physical blessings, the Old Covenant promises. Now in Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. "The Lord said to Moses, Depart, you and the people which you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, To your seed will I give it." Again, he promised to give them the land of Canaan. That's why it's called the Promised Land. In Deuteronomy 1, verses 8 through 11, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, "I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you." Then in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, all the way through chapter 8, verse 18, and I'm not going to read this word for word, feel free, please, to check me up, check up on me and make sure that I'm quoting this properly, that I'm not trying to mislead you. I want you to read this for yourself. But this is in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, all the way through Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. When the Lord your God brings you into Canaan to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people to himself above all people on the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But the Lord, because he loved you, and because he wanted to keep the oath which he had sworn to your fathers, that's why the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and mercy to 1,000 generations with those that love him and keep his commandments. It shall come to pass, if you obey these judgments, the Lord your God shall keep the covenant and the mercy that he swore to your fathers. And what is this covenant that he had sworn to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Goes on to say, you shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you. God will love you and will bless the fruit of your womb, and your land, and your animals. The Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land where water springs out of valley and hills. The Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. You shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty God and terrible, and he shall deliver kings into your hand, and you shall destroy their name from under heaven. No man will be able to stand before you. You shall not lack anything, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Now, please, please understand, I am not against Israel, but it is a truth that even though God was with them, they failed in everything God wanted them to do. Why? Because even though God was with them, that was not enough. It is only enough if God is in you. That is what the new covenant is about. So to sum up this program, there's a reason why we know the phrase Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's because the one covenant containing both the physical and spiritual covenant promises were given to them. We don't hear the phrase Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel because Jacob's children, the Israelites, were given only the physical promises. The nation of Israel was never given the spiritual promises, and that's why they failed. You search the scriptures in reference to the physical nation of Israel, you'll never see the phrase, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. That phrase is a signal of the new covenant which God made with the church. Well, hopefully this is becoming more and more clear. We still have more to go. There's a lot more on this subject, and we'll continue to cover it in our next programs. But thank you for joining me on this program. And grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. See you next time.